Adventure Network, wherever you are, we want to welcome them to the presence of God. Welcome them with a smile. Amen.
Amen.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Visit me at the point of my need.
Visit me at the point of my need.
Come back to prayer right now.
Because Lord, visit me at the point of my need.
Today's service in the name of Jesus.
Of my need.
Visit me, Lord.
Visit me at the point of my need in the name of Jesus.
Pray.
Visit, Lord.
Visit me at the point of my need in today's service.
I need a visitation.
I need a visitation, O Lord.
Visit me, O Lord.
Visit my family. Visit my business today, O Lord.
I need a visitation.
Visit my life, visit my business.
Visit me, O Lord.
My career.
Visit our careers, O Lord, in the name of Jesus.
My family.
Visit my family.
My spiritual life.
In the name of Jesus.
Everything that has to do with me.
Yes, Lord, I need a visitation. Lord, visit me, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus.
Mighty name we pray.
Just for a few seconds, I want you to stand on your feet.
I want you to appreciate God for His grace so far. From January to this moment. This is the second to the worst, last Sunday of the year. Let's Abraham begin to appreciate Him. Thank Him for His salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
Appreciating. Thank you for the preservation
that you have granted to us, O Lord, from January to December, Lord.
Lord, this year He said, yea, indeed, of testimonies.
Lord, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Throughout this year, Lord,
thank you.
Father, I appreciate you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for how you keep us, Lord Jesus.
January, February, December, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you so merciful to us, Lord Jesus.
Father, we appreciate your holy name.
Jesus, this is
with our power, Lord Jesus. It is by your grace and power, Lord Jesus, that we come so far, Lord Jesus.
But Lord Jesus, you preserve us all today, O Lord. Father, we give you praise, Adonai.
I appreciate you,
Elohim, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for my life.
Receive Jesus. Mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Put your hands on Jesus. Also announced this with a heavy heart. We had a great loss. One of our own was taken home during the week. We are sad for that incident, but at the same time, we know that this is not our home. Our home is with the Lord. So therefore, I want us to observe 1 minute silence to honor the life and the impact of late Mr. Isaiah.
May his soul rest in perfect peace. You may be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The title of my message, without taking much of our time, Anointing of a Finisher. What did I say?
Anointing of a Finisher.
I can't hear you.
Anointing of a Finisher.
The anointing of what?
Finisher.
A finisher. Who wants to finish well here? Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. You want to finish the year well? Let me see your hand. And this message is for you. Don't your neighbor say neighbor?
Neighbor.
Do you want to finish well?
Do you want to finish well?
This message
is for you.
Is for you.
Is for you.
Is for you.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Open your heart.
Open your heart. To receive this message.
To receive this message.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, when you study the Bible, looking at the man Adam, who was the first man, every one of us came from who? From Adam. Looking at Adam, the Bible said God created him in his own image and what? And likeness. And the Bible said God blessed them and what? Said unto them. Now, when you look at the scripture saying God blessed them, there is a need for you to also discover how God bless them. Did he put gold in their pocket? Did he give them silver? How did he bless them? How did they receive that blessing? So there is a how part. What did I say?
How part.
There is a what?
How part.
Part. Now God blessed them by saying. He blessed them by what? By saying. And today, that is still up. Whenever he speaks to you, it is blessing that you are receiving. He blesses by what? By saying. He blesses by what?
By saying.
By saying. Tell your neighbor, the sayings of God,
the sayings of God
is more powerful,
more effective
than the doings of God.
Than the doings of God.
You check the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you will notice that the sayings of God always come first before the doings of God. He had to say before there will be a doing. There has to be words spoken before action taking place. The Bible says the earth was formless and darkness was everywhere. God was there looking at the darkness, yet the darkness did not disappear until God decided to see. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Until God decided to what? To say. The same way, no matter how thick the darkness is before you today, don't think the darkness will disappear at your presence until you are ready to say something to the darkness. Ask your neighbor, are you ready to speak to your darkness today?
Are you ready to speak to your darkness?
Say, neighbor, imitate God.
Neighbor, imitate God.
Follow his footsteps.
Follow his footsteps.
Make him your role model.
Make him your role model.
If darkness did not disappear at the presence of God, what makes you think your problem will also disappear at your presence? There has to be words proceeding, coming out of your mouth. You have to direct your words to that darkness in your life to see the doings of God. Practical. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So before you seek for God's blessings, you have to discover how He blesses. So that God would not give you blessing and you still be looking for blessing. Looking for something that you already have. That's why the Bible says, my people perish because they lack what? Knowledge. Ignorance. Now when the anointing comes upon you, it is the super coming upon the natural. It is the super coming upon what? The natural. Before you begin to live a supernatural life, there has to be super at a time where super has to meet with the natural. Before you begin to see supernatural business, supernatural career, supernatural marriage, supernatural children, supernatural blessings, it has to be the super coming upon what? The natural. Today I want to prove to you how hard it is for someone to live in this world without the anointing. It is very difficult. Life will be so unfair to you if you live without the anointing. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, before you get anointed, the first thing you must know and put at the back of your mind is that the oil you use is not the anointing.
Yes, sir.
The oil you use is not what?
The anointing.
It's not the anointing. Because the oil needs to be anointed before it can anoint. The oil itself depends on the anointing to cover it before it can receive the power to anoint. So whenever people hear anointing, what comes to their mind is oil. And I'm saying to you today that the oil is not the anointing. And the anointing is not the oil. The anointing is different from the oil. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So the same anointing, do not mislead yourself, the same anointing can come upon water. And that water becomes anointed water. The same anointing can come upon the chair you sit on. And that chair becomes an anointed what? Chair. The same anointing can come upon your car, and your car can become an anointed car. So don't limit the anointing by focusing on the oil alone. The anointing is a different personality aside the oil. Look at it, it's a combination of two words, the anointing and then the oil. Are we together?
Are we together?
Yes, sir. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now let me show you how God anoints people today. And by the end of today's service, you are leaving this place anointed.
Amen.
I say you are leaving this place anointed.
Amen.
I speak by revelation. You are leaving this place anointed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will leave this place and try to confront your confrontations. Those things that
that made life to be difficult for you, as you leave this place, you will make that thing to have a difficult experience.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A situation where you make sickness to become sick. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Reversing the effect, the negative effect, back to the sender.
Oh yes.
Where sickness sees you coming, and then that sickness becomes sick.
Oh yes.
Any arrow it tries to fire against you comes back. Can I show you?
Yes, sir.
This is where you get power. This is where you get what? Power. Everyone can be in the kingdom of God, but not everyone have access to the power room of God.
Yes, sir.
That is why Paul said, my gospel is not in enticing words, but it is in power. Meaning, when you hear me speak, you also see the words coming to pass. I'm not here to excite you. That is what Paul was saying. There is a difference between an anointed man and a motivational speaker.
Oh, yes.
A motivational speaker speaks to encourage. While an anointed man preaches the anointing.
Yes, sir.
After listening to a motivational speaker, you feel encouraged, but leaving that place, you get back to your discouragement.
Yes, sir.
So it's like you turning on your AC. No matter how many hours that AC is working, try offing it. Very soon, you will notice that all your effort was abortive. You actually wasted your time. In fact, the way you start feeling heat, is better for someone who has not even felt that AC before.
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, can I show you how God anoints?
Yes,
it's
sir.
Very important for you to know this. God blessed Adam by what? By saying. That means if you are sensitive enough, as you are listening to my message, it's not only my sayings you are listening to, but the blessing of God is coming upon you.
Amen.
That is why the disciples came to Jesus one day, and for one or two reasons, he looked within their heart and he saw Peter, John thinking a particular thought. And he said to them, the words that I speak to you, they are life and they are spirit. You have been made clean by the words that I've spoken to you. Meaning, you don't need deliverance if you can just get to hear me speak to you. My word is more effective than water. It can wash. It can cleanse you. Though your sins are as red as scarlet, my words can make them as white as snow. Just get to listen to God when He is speaking. And what you notice afterwards is changes taking place. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, there is an anointing for the spirit you, and there is an anointing for the flesh you. I know some of you are hearing this for the very first time. There is an anointing for the spirit you, and there is an anointing for the flesh you. Don't think they are the same. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
That is why you can be heavily blessed in the spirit and not be heavily blessed in the flesh.
Yes, sir.
No sign. No sign. You are very anointed in the spirit, yet physically you are struggling. Poverty is destroying you.
Oh, yes.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
So there is an anointing for the spirit. There is an anointing for the flesh, specifically. That is why Elisha was sick. Yet, the body was sick, but the spirit was moving. You can't tell me it's one now. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
That's why Paul said, I wish above all things that thou might prosper, not just in your spirit, also in your body, also in things around you. Prosperity has to take place within your spirit and your soul and then your body. Before we call it a complete what? Prosperity. Anointing has to come upon your spirit, then has to come upon your body first. Also.
Are we together?
Yes, sir. Let me prove to you Luke chapter 4, verse 18. King James, read for me. Yes?
Luke chapter 4, verse 18.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it says,
please listen attentively,
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
He said the Spirit of the Lord is upon what?
Me.
Because
He had anointed me.
Because He had anointed me. Now listen to me. Jesus is saying something profound here. And probably out of the crowd that are here, maybe two or three will understand what I will just say now. If I can get that three, it's okay. Jesus is saying something profound here. I want you to be sensitive to hear what He is saying. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
When you hear Jesus making that statement, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, you have to ask yourself this question. Which part of Jesus is speaking and which part of Jesus was quiet?
Yes, sir.
Remember, Jesus was both God and man. So was it the God Jesus that was saying this statement or the man Jesus that was saying this statement? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. If you miss this, then I don't think you ever get this right. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So there is a need for you to go back to every story you have heard about Jesus and investigate. Every time you see Jesus speaking, you have to ask yourself, which part of Jesus was speaking? Was it the God part or the man part? So that you don't make mistake by saying, God can get hungry because it was a man that got hungry. So that you don't make mistake and say God can sleep by seeing Jesus sleeping in the boat. It was a man Jesus that slept. The Bible says He doesn't sleep nor slumber. So that means there is a need for you to investigate. Anytime you see Jesus talking or doing something, be quick to notice who was speaking. Is it the God Jesus or the man Jesus. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together? Are we together? Now Jesus entered the temple. He asked for the scroll to be handed over to him. When he got the scroll, he began, the Bible says he began to search. Look for the book of Isaiah. He began to what? He began to search. Look for the what?
Book of what?
Isaiah. Why search? If every part of the scripture is talking about it. I thought if you open page 1, you can still read it. Why do you have to search and look for, flip the pages till you get to the book of Isaiah? This means, don't read any book that does not help you to read you.
Oh yes.
If you cannot discover yourself in the Bible,
don't read it.
Because the success is when you discover yourself in the Bible. So not every place in the scripture was important enough for Jesus at that very moment. He had to search. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
The same way you go to school. Before you pick that medical textbook, are you sure you can see yourself within the textbook? So that you don't tomorrow forget scissors in somebody's stomach. If you can't see yourself in that medical line, don't force yourself.
Yes, sir.
Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? What makes us do extraordinary things in the kingdom of God is because we have such, and we go to a place where we found ourselves within the scripture. When the Bible says, and you shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. Can you see yourself behind that scripture? Can you see your hand doing it? If you can't see yourself doing it, there's no need of reading it. Are we together? Are we together? Let me repeat these words. Don't read any book until the book helps you to read what? You. It has to help you read you. That's what we call revelation. Revelation is when you see yourself. That's why the Bible says, beholding the glory like the mirror. You know how you stand before the mirror? You look at the mirror, you don't see a different person. It is yourself you see standing in the mirror. The same way when you are reading the Bible, it is like the mirror. You must see a different person that looks like you about to manifest. Unless you see yourself, you cannot walk in that reality. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me break this statement of Jesus for you very well. He said what? The spirit of what? Of the Lord is what? Is what? Is what?
Upon you.
Now listen to me. There are some little words. That's why you need attentiveness if you're studying the Bible. If not, you will miss what the Bible is saying. Follow word by word to get what the Bible is saying. Don't read the Bible like the newspaper. You will mix up and then at the end of the day you get a wrong answer.
You need the Spirit of God to help you understand what you are reading. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, he said, the Spirit of what? Of the Lord is what? Is upon me. Notice, he did not say the Spirit of God. He said the Spirit of the Lord. And all of us know, God the Father is not the Lord. It is Jesus that is the Lord.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says he made him to be Lord over everything. That is why when you are confessing Jesus, he said, I make you my personal Lord and what? And Savior. Jesus is Lord and the Lord is Jesus. So Jesus did not say the Spirit of God is upon me. He is saying that within me there is the Lord and there is the me, the man. There is the Lord Jesus and there is the man Jesus. So it is the Lord Jesus that has come upon the man me.
Yes, sir.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Go deeper, Daddy.
It is the Spirit of that Lord within me that has come upon the man within me. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So you may be confused here to say, okay, is everything about Jesus not the Lord? Yes. The man Jesus wasn't the Lord. That's why he could be able to die. So within Jesus, there is the Lord part and there is the man part. The one Mary conceived for 9 months was the man Jesus. At River Jordan, the Lord Jesus came upon the man Jesus. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So when you see John putting Jesus into the water and bringing him out, the Bible says the Spirit of God descended on him. That is practically telling you that the man now has gotten the lordship of Jesus. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
So the man was declaring in that temple when they gave him the scroll. He said, when you find yourself looking for the Lord, he is upon me. I know you knew my father, you knew my mother, you knew Joseph, you knew Mary. That was a part of me that you know. But there is the Lord part of me, and that Lord part of me is now upon me. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So now, when the Bible says, thou anointest my head with oil and my cup overflows. The head you see there means the anointing for the spirit you. That's the head. Because the spirit you is the head over your whole you.
Yes, sir.
The cup you see that overflows is the body you. So when God anoints the spirit you, it can go ahead to overflow and anoint the body you.
Yes, sir.
That is why you see it becomes very possible for Jesus to just touch Peter's mother-in-law and she's healed. And then even when you touch him like the woman with the issue of blood, you still get healed. Because the cup is overflowing.
Oh yes.
The head. You know when you pour the oil on your head, you see the oil dipping. It is going to be dripping. Touching the part of your body. That's what happens when God anoints your spirit. The oil has to overflow to the body.
Yes, sir.
Then whatever you touch becomes blessed. Anyone that touch you becomes blessed. He who comes with evil and intention, then the scripture that says, touch not my anointed, will become activated.
Oh yes.
If the anointing does not overflow to the cup, you can be well loaded in the spirit and die like a chicken in the body.
Oh yes.
Mess around everywhere. Then you begin to ask yourself, am I not anointed? Well, I'm anointed, but well, how is it that there's no practicality of it in the natural? You begin to question God. You begin to even question the anointing you carry. See? Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together? Now, the problem is now, some of you have been anointed on the head, which is the spirit, but has not yet overflowed to the cup, which is the body. While some of you, even the head has not yet been anointed. You see the problem now. Not even talk about an overflow. So that's why you see people having challenges. If you can't handle the spiritual challenge, the physical, you don't go there. You have to start prospering there in the spirit before you now prosper in the natural. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Am I teaching you something?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together? So now, the part of Jesus that said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me is the part that ate food, is the part that slept, is the part that got hungry, is the part that got tired at a certain point, is the part that said, Father, why have you forsaken me? Is a part that said, take away this cup of suffering from me. That is the part that was confessing in that temple. Are we together? Because God doesn't grow in wisdom. He is wisdom. Yes, so when sir. The Bible tells you Jesus grew in wisdom, you must ask yourself which part of Jesus actually grew.
That's
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me ask you a question. Who needs the anointing? Who is supposed to be anointed?
The flesh.
Who deserves the anointing? Who deserves the anointing? Ask your neighbor, who deserves the anointing?
Who deserves the
anointing? Who is to be anointed?
Who is to be anointed?
Who actually needs the anointing?
Who actually needs the anointing?
That's the question.
Yes, sir.
The anointing is not only for pastors on the altar.
Oh, yes.
The anointing is not for singers to sing only. The anointing is not for evangelists that evangelize. No. That's where you get it wrong. Because for a long time we have this mentality, let the pastors go and get anointed and then come and pray for us. You fail to understand that the anointing is for everyone. Are you getting me? Are we together? Are we together? You need the anointing as the beginner. And you also need the anointing as the finisher. To start January 1 needs anointing. And to end 31st needs a specific anointing. It's not the one that starts the race that end up getting the crown. We may start the race on equal ground. But because there is a different anointing for the finisher. One has to come first. Am I communicating to somebody right here? Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
That's why you need the anointing new year. You need the anointing end of the year. When we say people should come, we have crossover service now.
Yes, sir.
When I begin to say people should come to crossover, they will think as if we are looking for people. We are not looking for people. Look. Listen to me. Listen to me. That's not our priority. That's not our word.
Priority.
That's not our priority. We are not looking for members. We are not looking for what? Members. Membership is not the strength of a church.
Yes, sir.
Sida. If membership, if number is what shows your strength, then devil is winning God now. Because devil has more numbers than God.
Yes, sir.
That means the devil is more powerful than God. Imagine devil has, okay, let's do the calculation here. Let's do the calculation. Okay. We have, for example, getting to 8 billion people on earth now. 8 billion people. Okay, let's do the calculation. Look at different kinds of religion that we have today, other than Christianity. Devil has gathered that number to himself. That's his own. He's not sharing with anyone. He gathers. That's his own. He's not sharing with God. That's his own members now. Now leave that place. Come to people that are pagans. They don't even believe anything. They think they are not with the devil. He gathered them also one side. They are his own. His own numbers again. Come to people that say there is no God at all. He gathers them to another side again. So out of that 8 billion, he still comes to the kingdom of God again and still snatch some people that are thinking they are serving God, but they are not.
Yes,
so
sir.
Even in the kingdom of God, he has people. In the kingdom of darkness, he still has people. In the kingdom outside God and outside the devil, he still has people again.
Yes, sir.
So in this 8 billion, the devil has up to 5 billion. Of people. The ones you have, just two or three, are the believers.
Yes, sir.
Who is winning?
Devil.
Even the Bible tells you the narrow way leads to eternal life, and then the broad way where you have numbers, you have people rushing. This leads to what? Destruction. Am I saying membership is not important? It's important, it's good. But it's not the strength of a church. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Are we together so that somebody may not think we are looking for members? We are not. Tell neighbor, we are not.
We are not.
We are not. We are. We are
not.
We are
not.
That's why you see, before God created, before he created anyone, he was alone.
Yes, sir.
Yet not alone. He had no earth. He had no heaven. But he was still satisfied. Contented. He was still full. You look at him, you say he's alone, but he's not alone.
Yes, sir.
Because God is a majority.
Mm.
God is a compilation of nations.
Mm.
Am I teaching somebody something here?
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying is, before God started the company called Earth, before he became a CEO of the Earth, he was not alone, yet he looks like he was alone.
Oh, yes.
So don't be carried away and say it was the Earth that he created or the heaven that he created that made him to be God. No, even before he created those things, he was still God.
Yes, sir.
Carry me to the mountain, keep me there, no member, nobody. I'm still a prophet. You know, Elijah, the Bible says he was in the mountain And God took him and brought him to a widow to feed him. Now, before he even brought him to the widow to feed him, what was feeding him? Huh? The bed. That means when God looks for man and man is not there, he seeks for beds. When he looks for man and man is not around, he looks for other things to fulfill his will. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So you need the anointing to start, and you need the anointing to what?
To finish.
The anointing for the beginner and the anointing for the finisher.
Oh, yes.
It is important where you start your new year, and it is important where you end the new year.
Oh, yes.
You know, there are some people that come here, what they do is to count how many members we have. You are wasting your time.
Yes, sir.
You are wasting your time.
Oh, yes.
Because that's not where we are focusing. That's not where we are focusing. It's not a business empire. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
In fact, at the end of the day, when Jesus comes, you will come to notice that there are some churches that have crowds. They have crowd. When I talk about crowd, I mean crowd. Yet, they are not rapturable. Sit down. And then, there will be a church somewhere that have maybe 5 or 10 members. And they are rapturable. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
You know, when I tell people that go for the word, don't go for prophecies and miracles and all that, go for the word, it's not as if we are bankrupt of power. You know, there's a situation whereby you check within you and you notice you don't have power, then you begin to preach against power. Well, that one is different. So when you hear us saying that the word is the best, it's not as if we don't have the power. No. But we are so honest enough to tell you the truth. Where to keep your focus and where is the best. Are you getting me? Are you getting me? Nothing can satisfy except the word of God. Nothing can what? Except what? Get healed today, you'll still be sick tomorrow. That's it. And you still come back to the same position where you were. It's not every pastor that will tell you this truth, because they want to make sure they tell you, come for healing, come for, because they want you to be looking for them. I'm not preaching to you for you to look for me. In fact, I don't want distress. Am I communicating? We are not saying come for healing, come for deliverance, because we are looking for people to follow us. No. No. Are you getting me? Because if I concentrate on my gift, I will be here. And I will not preach anything. I will prophesy to everybody. I will look for chair, sit down here and begin to prophesy from your great grandfather. I will start from there. Till the day you were conceived, I will start from there. Give you date and time. Then we will spend hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, doing prophecy, doing healings, doing the miraculous. Then I will close the church. You will still go back home happy, but I've not given you the best.
Yes, sir.
That is not what we call a healthy church. It's not a healthy church. Am I communicating? That's why you can move from one church to another. You are busy. Once you don't focus on the word of God, you will be busy. Tell the neighbor, you will be busy. You sit down on your chair, you say, okay, we have 30 churches in this city. We have 5 weeks in the month. I will visit this one this Sunday. This one is good in prophecy. I will go there first Sunday. I will go and look for healing second Sunday. Third Sunday, I will look for deliverance. You will be busy. You are on the run. You will never have settlement. Am I talking to somebody that day?
Yes, sir.
I'm teaching you what other pastors will not tell you. Because they want you to be looking for them. The Bible says, to some were called pastors, prophets, evangelists, apostles, for the equipping of the what? Of the saints. So our work as pastors, as prophets, is not even to pray for you to be healed. It's to equip you to go out and heal.
Yes, sir.
Equip you to stand on your own, not to depend on us. When the compass is leading to the man, that is not true Christianity. The compass has to lead to Jesus. When you hear Paul say, follow me as I follow Christ, you must be very careful to check whether it is actually Christ, Paul, that is following. When you find out that he's following Christ, follow him.
Yes, sir.
Follow him. If you see him passing through the wall, don't say, ah, there is no door there. Follow him, sir. You will find yourself penetrating through the wall.
Yes, sir.
Others that think they are wise, they will go through the door and the door will not open.
Oh, yes.
Am I communicating to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Anyone that follows Christ, follow him.
Hmm.
Follow
him.
Follow
him.
Follow
him.
Follow
him.
Follow
him.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together? So when you hear our topic today, anointing for what? Of a finisher. You should know what I'm trying to say. I'm saying you need God to start. I also need God to finish. You need him as the Omega. You also need him as the Alpha. Anything he does not start, he will not finish. And anything he does not finish, he will not start. Those of you that are doing works, NGO works, you know. Contract end, and then contract gets renewed.
Yes, sir.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
So it has to be updated, updated, updated. So if God was with you from the beginning, and he finished with you, he will also start with you.
Oh, yes.
He doesn't leave people behind. Is that clear? Is that clear? Is that clear? So, how many of you want to win here? Let me see. Then say with me, I need the finisher's anointing. I can't hear you.
I need the finisher anointing.
So my question to you is, who needs the anointing? Everyone needs the anointing. You look in the scripture, you see kings like David, like Saul. Why is it necessary for them to be anointed before they become kings? The position of a king is not like the pastor. It's not spiritual. It's political. Why does a politician need the anointing? It is because you don't only need the anointing to heal the sick, you also need the anointing to do business, circular business.
Yes, sir.
You need the anointing for your career. You need the anointing for your outside jobs. Don't only use the anointing in the church, use it outside. If kings needed anointing, you check the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Even the sick were anointed.
Yeah?
They were anointed and they became healed. Kings were anointed. They were inaugurated into their office with the anointing.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Preservation comes with the anointing also.
Oh, yes.
You shall be preserved in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So to have a successful shop, successful business, successful career, successful idea, what do you need? You need the anointing. Tell your neighbor, you need the anointing.
You need the anointing.
Again,
you need the anointing.
So the oil is not the anointing. The oil is what we use to anoint. Let me repeat myself. The oil is not the anointing. The oil is an instrument we use to what?
To anoint.
So that you don't begin to place some special attention to oil and think oil is something that's special. No. It is the anointing that comes upon it that makes it special. Is that clear? So you are not to worship any oil. Huh? No, it's wrong. Because it is not the oil that performs, it is the anointing that comes upon the oil that what? That performs. That is why if God anoints a stone today, Jacob did that.
Yes.
When he had a dream, he woke up, he anoints the stone. I thought the stone can't hear, can't see. Why does the stone need an anointing? It is because once a stone is anointed, it ceases to be an ordinary stone.
Yes.
It becomes an anointed stone.
Oh, yes.
It has to carry title. Anointed stone. Am I communicating?
Yes,
so
sir.
When you look at the word man of God, it's a combination of man and then what? God. There is the God part and there is the man part. So when you begin to look at the man, you may find some imperfections and mistakes. That's why you see from Genesis to Revelation, all the great men, we look at them as something special. All of them made mistakes. Every one of them. David, a man after God's own heart, took somebody's wife and killed the husband. And God called him a man after my own heart. After such a crime. It's because it's not the one that commits the crime God is looking at. It's the God part within him. That is why when Moses gave the law, he said to them, do not marry any foreign woman. Immediately he gave the law. He went and married an Ethiopian woman. Immediately. So Aaron and Miriam, they had a meeting. They said, we are confused. He gave us the law. He said, we should not marry foreign woman. Why will he also go and then marry Ethiopian woman? So they began to question. Say, even us, we hear God now. We hear God. What makes him different with us? This and that. As they were speaking, it's not even the Moses that came. The God that anointed him came.
Yes, sir.
He appeared and he said, why are you not afraid Now, God is not saying that Moses was perfect. He's not saying that Moses did not commit a sin. What God was saying is, aren't, are you not afraid to speak like about him like that? Because what we define anointing is when you are separated. You know what separation means? It means you have five stones and you remove one and keep it aside. It is no longer ordinary stone. Am I communicating to somebody out there?
Yes, sir.
That's why when Peter saw Jesus coming to him, he said, get away from me. I'm a sinner. I'm not qualified. He said, it is me that makes you qualified. Men will look at your disqualification, but I look at your qualification.
Oh, yes.
He said, get away from me. I'm a sinner. In case you think you are qualified, you are not the one God is looking for. That's it. Because God is looking for the unqualified. And the Bible says, when there is a prophet among you, I speak to him in riddles, in dreams, in parables. He said, but this Moses, I spoke to him what? Face to face. He said there is an elevation. I've elevated him to a position whereby I speak to him man to man. How many of you know God is a man? He's also a man. Because part of him is also man. That's Jesus. Right? He said, I speak to him what? Man to man. Face to face. No parable. Direct, straight to the point. And then you are not afraid to speak against such a man. Now, after that display, God will still go back to meet Moses and then punish him for his sin. But where God doesn't want it is when these someone that is not chosen begins to accuse the chosen.
Oh yes.
To God, he feels it's an insult. Because a qualified doctor is supposed to correct a qualified doctor, not a patient.
Yes, sir.
Ah. How can you enter as a patient to the hospital? You need help. And then doctor say, let me inject you here. And you say, doctor, maybe he's here, they are doing injection. Why will you inject me here? You say, oh, so you knew it. Okay, take it, do it. Since you knew it, what brought you? But then another qualified doctor can be able to correct. So when any time there is correction, God looks at who is correcting. Is he in a position to do the correction? If he is not qualified to do it, he takes it as an insult. Am I communicating? Are we together? That's why when you are reading the Bible and you see where Peter denied Jesus three times, even you'll be feeling sad, angry. Ah, how can you imagine all what Jesus did for this man? He denied him three times. If it was me, the way I will look at him. Let me see him around me again. You are not him. God is God. You are not God. Even with his imperfection, God still loved him. He still loved him. They said, this man is with this man. He didn't only deny him. He lied. The lie was a very delicious one. He said, I don't have anything to do with this man. Nothing. They said, but we saw you now when you were carrying oil, you were following him. They said, me? What are you saying? You saw someone that resembled me, not me. He said, look at me. It's not me. We may look alike, but it's not me. That's a delicious lie.
So the people begin to wonder, do we have two Peters here? You are Peter, we saw you. And then the man he was denying was there looking at him. No fight, no argument, no nothing. That's why he's God. And that's why it's not you. If it is you, by now you will have killed all of us. You will not even stay in heaven. You will come on this cloud. You sit down there. Cross your leg. You say, where are those guys that are talking nonsense when I'm here? Call them out. If it is you, that's what you will do. He is not you. And you are not him. Is that clear? One day he came to Abraham's house and then said, I will visit you. And Sarah laughed. And he said, why did you laugh? She said, I didn't laugh. That's a lie. He said, you laugh now. He said, I didn't laugh. And the topic closed. If it was you, you would stand up. Angel Michael, where are you? Who dares to lie to me? Fight start. But you see, that's even the reason why even today God has not killed Lucifer.
Yes, sir.
If it was you will end it once and for all. You will call him, finish everything once and for all. Up to today, he has not killed him. Do you know why? He's not you. You are not him. Everyone in this world is looking at the Satan part of him. But only God is looking at the Lucifer part of him. He knew the one he created was a beautiful creature. No sin. No problem. That's the part he's looking. Every one of us will look at what? The Satan part. If there is a way God can rescue him, he will do it. But the reason why he will not do it is because his word will not fall to the ground. That's why God and Satan, they don't fight. Oh. Job said, angels came and presented themselves before the Lord, and Lucifer, Satan came also. When he came to the meeting, the angels that came before Satan, he didn't even talk to them. He talked to Satan at the last. He said, Satan, go home, I have some discussion with you. So have you considered my servant Job? He even asked him, where are you coming from? That question doesn't look like they are fighting. But you, if you were from the door, what should they do here? Out! Out! Don't even come here! He is not. That's why when God look at some funny prayers you do, I bind, capture, put handcuff, kill, slaughter. God looks at you like this. What kind of prayer is this? Just because that person, you don't like that person, or that person offend you small, you don't bind them. You lose them. You are planning to kill them. If you have a way to destroy them, you will still do it. Tell your neighbor, check yourself. Are you demonstrating the God's ability? If God is not overlooking some things in you, he will kill you by now. And if God will judge everyone according to his sin, who is not a sinner? You are not talking, you are sinning. Close your mouth. Carry solitaire. Close. You are still sinning. So it looks as if, no, wait, let's talk heart to heart now. If God is to look at that sin from 1 to Z, who entered the heaven? Not even one person. So then he looks for a better qualification. He said, I'm going to look at Jesus. anyone who believes in him, though not qualified, but because of the one you are looking up to, you become qualified. Does that give you license to continue sin? Paul said, shall we continue to sin so that grace will abound? No! How can you talk about sin when sin is not there? In God, you don't sin. You make mistakes.
Oh yes.
If you find yourself continuing in your sin, check your salvation.
Yes, sir.
You were not saved from the first place. Because anyone born of God should have that hatred towards sin. Should have that contentment towards sin. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That you will hate anything that's to do with sin. So anytime you fall, it's not you willingly falling. It's the man in you making mistake.
Yes, sir.
Are we together? Are we together? So when you leave here, stop fighting your brother, stop fighting your sister, stop fighting your cousin. You know, you have enemies everywhere. You have even named people enemies everywhere. In your contact, enemy one, enemy two, enemy Dambwa Road. When you see Dambwa, you know the car, the enemy that is there. You can recognize by the name. Please, when God looks at you doing that, he will judge you according to how you are judging others. And he will forgive you according to how you are forgiving others. How open are you when people offend you and then they are ready to correct and you give them chance to correct? When people fail you and you give them chance to start again. Is that clear?
Yes,
sir. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
So finally, let's take this verse before we conclude. Acts 10:38. Acts 10, verse what? Verse 38. Quickly.
Acts chapter 10, verse 38. And it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
How what? God what? Anointed Jesus of what? Of Nazareth,
With the Holy Spirit.
With what? With what?
The Holy Spirit.
With what?
The Holy Spirit.
With what?
The Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit. That means you can have somebody getting anointed without any drop of oil on his head. What did God use to anoint Jesus? With the what?
Holy Spirit.
Again?
Holy Spirit.
Again?
Holy Spirit.
Again?
Holy Spirit.
That's the anointing we are receiving. I know everybody is waiting for oil to be poured on his head. We are not doing that today. We may do that tomorrow. But not today. Today, we are entering that dimension where no oil on our head, yet we are anointed.
Oh yes.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
How God anointed Jesus with the instrument he used to anoint him was the Holy Ghost. The same way John was baptizing, what was his instrument? Water. When Jesus came, what was his instrument? Holy Ghost. So Holy Ghost substituted the what? The water. That's why the one baptized in the Spirit is greater than one baptized in the water.
Yes, sir.
You can't compare them.
Yes.
Are we communicating?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So Christ is not just the anointed, he is the anointing.
Yes, sir.
When Jesus have a place within you, what happens to you? You become anointed.
Oh, yes.
With no oil. When he drops on you, you are anointed. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So God has to graduate from just using things like oil to using the person of the Holy Ghost. From things to a person.
from things to a person. From things to what? That is why he said, by a prophet, he delivered Israel. By a prophet, he preserved Israel. Not by prophecy. Prophecy is a child of a prophet.
Yes, sir.
Because prophecy comes out of a prophet. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
So prophecy and prophet, which one is superior?
Prophet.
Prophet, because prophet is the mother of what?
Prophecy.
But then, some people will not use sense. They will go for prophecy instead of going for the
prophet.
That's why when we do something new to you, because you are used to the previous way, you want the prophecy and not the prophet.
Mm.
Like somebody on the congregation now will say, here's my oil, big one. I'm here so that oil will be poured on my head. And he's saying he will not pour oil. I'm angry. You are going for the prophecy and not for
the prophet.
Because the prophet is greater than the anointing is greater than the oil. Which one do you want? Do you want the oil or the anointing?
The anointing.
Stand on your feet.
Hallelujah. We are going to pray. And today,
yes, sir.
We are going to pray like never
before.
I want you to pray. Let that finisher's anointing come upon you. Anointing of a what?
Of a finisher.
Let it come. You have to finish what you start. There are some people, they have a curse in their life. And the cause is they never finish what they
start.
They always jump to new things without finishing what they
started.
It's a cause. It's a cause. It's a cause. It's a cause. Anytime they give you business to do, you always stop on the way. And you look for a new one. You will never finish and then you will be congratulated and say, wow, congratulations, you now finish. No. You always stop on the way. Even a vehicle that always stops you on the way is no longer a vehicle. It's another added problem to you. How many of you know that? Because you have to finish what you
started.
Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Christ came and he also finished. That's why he boldly said on the cross, it is. I'm not used to stopping on the way. I have finished what brought me. The same way you finish what you have started. You started this year. You have to finish it.
Oh yes.
You started this year. I don't care how you started. You will finish well. You have to finish well. You have to finish well. In your business, you will finish well. In your career, you will finish well.
Amen.
Your marriage, you will finish well.
Amen.
In your relationship, you will finish well.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Say, my Father, my Father.
My Father.
Release upon me.
Release upon me.
The anointing of a finisher.
The anointing of a finisher.
I want to finish well.
I want to finish well.
Come out and begin to pray. Let me finish well. Let me finish well. Let me finish well.
Let me finish well.
Let me finish well.
Lord Jesus.
Let
me salir on the street. Let me salir on the street. Let me salir on the street. Let me salir on the street.
Let us come in and give the grace, O Lord, to finish well. Lord, give me the grace to finish well. Whatever I started this year, O Lord, Father, I ask the grace, Lord, to finish well. Jesus.
Jesus, mighty name we pray. Amen. Some of you have the anointing in your spirit, but not in the flesh. Some of you don't even have at all. You are going to pray. Let the Lord anoint your spirit and also what? Anoint your flesh. You need to prosper in both sides.
Yes, sir.
People have to see you prosper there.
Yes, sir.
And prosper here.
Yes, sir.
Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Oh, Jesus, my God, my Father. Lord, anoint me both in spirit, Lord, and in flesh, O Lord. Father, anoint me in and out, O Lord. Lord Jesus, anoint us to prosper, Lord Jesus. Let me carry anointing all around, O Lord. Let anointing superpass from me, O Lord. Let anointing overpass in my life. Life shall be.
We pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't be loaded here and be empty here.
Oh yes.
Because your house is not in the spirit. You are living here in Nigeria. Prosperity has to come from both sides. One part of you must not suffer. Are you getting me? You are going to pray. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
Let my cup overflow.
Let my cup overflow.
Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Let my cup overflow.
Let my cup overflow.